Moving the repealing and reenacting of the citywide zoning map presented by Josh Miller, Planner and Zoning Administrator. Josh.
Thank you, Mayor. As the Common Council is aware, we've been at this for quite a while, probably over 18 months, since July of 2011. We're finally finishing up here with the adoption of the map. As you know, last 2 weeks ago, the ordinance was enacted. The final ordinance was adopted, I should say, with the inaction date of January 1, 2013. That was just the narrative. The second half or the second portion of it is the map, which we all know is where all the districts and the pretty colors go on in the city, which determine what can and cannot be done in your various districts, as well as the different setbacks and the densities and that kind of stuff. In order to get public participation or to get some feedback, we sent out letters to property owners. About 1,800 different letters were sent out to property owners that had a substantial change in their zoning, whether it was from a single family to a higher density, or from residential to a commercial. Those kinds of changes were sent letters. From the 2 weeks prior to the open house, we received about 120 contacts, either phone calls or emails, responding to residents' concerns or questions. The major concerns were whether their taxes were going to change or what they could do if their structure was non-conforming, and many others, and also asking for some changes to the code because there were existing conditions that we weren't aware of. So we did try to accommodate where we made some either errors or mistakes on the map originally. Pretty much the whole goal of the map was to not rezone properties necessarily, but to either zone what the current conditions were or to match the existing zoning map. In some cases, the two didn't match, so we tried to make corrections as needed. The public hearing was held last week on Tuesday. We did have two individuals that had comments. One of the comments was already addressed previously. The other comment, the Plan Commission voted to make a change to the map that was at the public hearing. The address of that was 412 East Arnold, which changed from single family residential to commercial, which is how it was already zoned. When we had originally went through the map, we had zoned it back to single family because it looked like an island. The property owner had asked that it remain commercial because that's what it was used for in the past and would like to be able to market it as a commercial property. So the Planning Commission did make that change from what the public hearing was, what the map was available at the public hearing. Sorry. Outside of that, we feel pretty good about this map. We do know that the map's not perfect. It's a very comprehensive process, very in-depth. We know there's probably going to be changes and things that we find later on that we'll have to make corrections to. Staff will work obviously with the residents to make those changes, bring that before council through the public hearing process, though, but we will work with residents to do that.